Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it, and we have found it. I thank you that your word is health and healing to our flesh, and we are healed. We give you the praise and glory for it. And as we open your word today, Father, I thank you that signs accompany the preaching of the word. And I give you the glory and the honor for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. All right, we're going to race through this as best we can, but when the Holy Ghost wants to talk, I let him talk. All right? That's why I'm a teacher and not just a preacher, and I'm a teacher and not just a teacher. So, you can call me Teacher Peaster, whatever. Let us go over what we went over Wednesday real quick. So, go to Luke 10. Luke chapter 10. Praise the Lord. Luke 10 verse 17 says this. It says, "Then the 70 returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name.' And he said to them, 'I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven.'" That's power. "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you." He has given us power. That power is exousia in the Greek. Dunamis or dynamite. Dynamite, right? Dynamite. Well, you know dynamite is powerful, isn't it? Dynamite is powerful. It's also dangerous. Let it sit around too long and it gets real dangerous. Don't let the Holy Ghost sit too long.
Oh, that's right. Come on.
Don't let it sit too long. Amen. We need him active in our life.
Amen.
With dynamite, you activate dynamite, don't you? You decide when dynamite is going to do what you need. Amen?
Yeah.
You light the fuse.
Yeah.
We light the fuse, and dynamite does what we need it to do.
Yeah.
Blow that mountain up if we need it blown up. Amen?
Yeah.
We must activate the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We activate Him. There's a way to do so.
Oh, yeah.
Praying in the Spirit.
Yes.
We pray in the Spirit. That activates the Spirit.
That's right. Call
we begin to communicate Spirit to Spirit with God.
Amen.
And that's how we do it.
Yes.
He ministers to us, spirit to spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
All right. So he says, "I will give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all." Everybody said all?
All
the power of the enemy. You have authority and more power than the enemy has.
Amen.
Combined. All the power that the enemy has combined, you have authority over it. You have more power over it. And then just put two people together. Say, one puts 1,000 to flight, but two puts 10,000 to flight. Just two people. Two believers. Now, does that give you an idea of how powerful you are?
Amen.
That you alone are more powerful than 1,000 of the enemy. Doesn't fathom, does it? I mean, you get a gang up against you of 5 to 10 guys. I mean, in my day, you better be a great scrapper. You're going to get beat up. And that's just 5 to 10 guys. Or one guy that may have more strength, quicker, more powerful than you. One guy. But when it comes to the enemy of God, they have no authority over you.
Amen.
Because of the power that's been given to us by Jesus. So let's go to Acts 1:8. Acts 1:8, remember, let's activate the Holy Ghost. Let's light the fuse. We have to light the fuse. Amen? I can't light your fuse. You cannot light mine. Now, I can light the body's fuse in the house. I can invite the Holy Spirit. I can ask the Holy Spirit to guide us. I can ask the Holy Spirit to do the will of the Father. I can ask the Holy Spirit to bless you. But you have to believe. You have to believe, you have to receive, and you have to accept. Amen? So, wow. Acts 1:8. We're going to just read this. Start in verse 5. Not 8, 5. Acts 1, verse 5 says, Jesus is talking, he says, "For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together," what'd they do?
Came together.
They came together. Are we together today?
Yeah.
When they came together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power.
Amen.
Dunamis. Dynamite. You shall receive power. When? After what? When you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses. We shall be what? Witnesses to Jesus. He says to me. In Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Well, the earth is not ended. Therefore, we still are to be witnesses of who? Jesus. We talked last Sunday that the Holy Spirit, He testifies of someone. Who does He testify of?
Jesus.
So what do we testify? Who do we testify of?
Jesus.
Pretty simple stuff, right? I mean, it's not rocket science. Your brain doesn't have to go tilt. You know, it's good. All right. So we receive now power, but we only receive that power after or when, not the word after. Let's keep the word when. The Bible says when, we say when. When, say when. When. He says, you shall receive power when. When what? When the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Let's see, he's on me now and I can barely stand up. When he comes upon you is when you'll receive that power.
Yes.
So we got to ask.
Amen.
We got to call on him.
That's right.
Holy Spirit, come. Come upon me. Minister through me. Use me to be that witness, to testify of what Jesus has done in the earth. Be you, hey, me, whoo, use me. Pick me. I want to be on the team. Can I be the starter? Right? I want to be on the front row. Right? I want to be front line. Pick me to be that witness. Pick me because I want him to flow through me. I want him. Why? So you benefit. So that those who need healing benefit.
Amen.
So that those who need the baptism of the Holy Spirit benefit.
Amen.
Right? Amen. We need that anointing. And he brings the anointing. What anointing? Well, a lot. But the anointing to remove burdens, destroy yokes. When you're in his presence, you don't think about any burdens you've got in your life. When he comes upon you, you don't even think about burdens. You're just enjoying his presence. Everything is washed out. You're not even, no stress, all peace. Because see, remember, he doesn't bring confusion.
That's right.
He brings peace.
Amen.
He also brings the truth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. Let's look at John 16. John 16. All right. I just got to figure out where I want to. Now let's just read verse 7. John 16, verse 7, this is Jesus talking. He says this, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. I will send him to you. He is going to send us the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Send us the Holy Spirit. He's talking, of course, to the disciples. They're going to show up all together in one accord. And we see this in Acts 2, and I don't know if we're going to read that yet. But see, the Holy Spirit, it's our advantage that Jesus go, so that the Holy Spirit can be with you and with me all at the same time. That he can be in my closet with me, in my prayer closet. He can be in your prayer closet with you. He can be driving down the car in the car with Sue while I'm over here doing something. He can be with every one of us at the same time, which we know God is omnipresent.
That's right.
He's everywhere.
That's right.
God is all around us. There was a band called Anointed who sang that song. God is all around us. God is all around us. If you'll look, you'll see God in everything good. In everything good, you'll see God.
Yes.
Because see, every good and every perfect gift cometh from the Father of lights. Every good and perfect gift. So any good cometh from the Father.
Amen.
Amen. Let's look at Acts 4. Man, keep blowing the Bible over here. Acts 4. Let's start verse 32. It says, now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart. So the multitude of those who believed, we're all believers?
Yes.
We now need to be of one heart. He says, for the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul or one mind. In other words, their heart was in the right place altogether, and their mind or their thought pattern was in the right place altogether. The multitude of those who believed were of one heart and of one mind. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common.
Amen.
And with great power. And with great power. There's that dunamis again. There's that when the Holy Ghost comes on you, power. And with great power, the apostles gave witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. So, the Holy Spirit is to come upon us so that we are to witness.
Amen.
So that why? Well, to witness is to benefit other people.
Yeah.
We're blessed by the Spirit of God coming on us so that we can be a blessing.
Amen.
To others. Amen?
They
gotta know. So we've got to be that minister. That one who can allow the Spirit of God to flow through us. Allow the Spirit of God to use us. Remember, He won't make you do anything. Right? But we must allow Him. We must activate Him. We must light the fuse. And allow Him to use us, to move through us, right? To bless other people. Let's read Acts 2 since we're in Acts real quick. Just Acts 2. Starting in verse 1, he says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. In other words, they were all together. We just read that they are of one heart and of one mind. They're all of one accord. Right? They're all in agreement. They're all in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. There appeared to them divided tongues as of fire. The tongues were like fire. Not fire coming off their head, fire. As of, the tongues were so as of fire. This is something they've never experienced. See, you understand that? They'd never experienced this before. The tongues, they've never experienced it. It was so powerful. And that baptism was so strong that it was like fire. Burning. It says, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled a whole house where they were seated. And there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled. They were all filled. Everybody said all? And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Amen.
Not one of them didn't receive it.
That's right.
All. Why? Well, they were of one accord.
Amen.
That's why.
One heart.
That's Everyone was of one heart and one mind. They were in one place. They were all of one accord.
Amen.
They believed the same things. They hoped the same things. They wanted the same things.
Yes.
And He showed up.
Amen.
They went, they sat, they waited. And here He comes. Here He comes.
And here He comes. Look
out. Oh, He's already here, but here He comes. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And all of them received this filling of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
All of them. Yeah. And He said, in each one, He sat on each one of them.
Glory.
And they all began to speak in other tongues. It just began to flow. Because who they weren't trying to make it up. What? The Spirit gave the utterance. The Spirit gave the utterance.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's look at how do we be filled. Let's look at how. You want to look at how? Let's go to Luke. Luke 11. I'm having issues. Luke 11. All right. Praise the Lord. Luke 11. starting at verse 9. This is Jesus talking. He says, "So I say to you, ask, and it will be given you."
Amen.
What did he say?
Ask.
Ask, and it will be given you.
Amen.
Okay. Ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone, it sounds like that all word, doesn't it?
Yeah.
For everyone who asks, receives.
Amen.
If you don't believe, if I didn't believe that my dad wanted to give me a bike, guess what? I wouldn't ask.
That's right.
If I knew he wasn't going to give it to me anyway, I'm not asking. Right? But he just said, anyone who asks. So what's that mean? He wants you to have the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Everyone, he said, who asks, receives. And he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? No. Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Not any good father, right? No, absolutely not. Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion?
No way.
Not any good father. Now we've got what? A good father.
We have the mighty.
We have a good father, right? So he says this, verse 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask?
That's right.
How?
Ask.
How do we get the Holy Spirit?
Ask.
Just ask.
Yeah.
Ask. So you have to ask. He's not going to force himself on you. You ask.
That's right.
You ask. This is why the Holy Spirit, he comes upon us when we ask.
Amen.
So that we can be a witness.
Yes.
And that we can flow in that power.
That's right.
Laying hands on the sick and the sick recover. Casting out demons.
Yes.
We do that not because of our own strength, not because of how much word we have or know. It is by the power of the Most Holy Spirit. All in the name of Jesus, not in our name. I in my own power can do nothing. But in the power and the name of the Holy Spirit, of Jesus Christ himself, I have authority.
Amen.
I have power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Amen. All I have to do then is ask for the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I have to just ask. And it's that simple to be filled. He even says, how much more? You can give good gifts and you're not even God. You're not even a good man, good woman, right? But your God is good. He's our good Father. How much more? If you just ask for the Holy Ghost, how much more will He give you the Holy Spirit, He said. You just ask, hey Lord, can I just get like a drip? You know, a little drop of the Holy Ghost. I don't want too much now. Guess what? You're getting outpoured on.
That's right.
He's going to pour out on you.
He doesn't do anything.
Right. He doesn't do anything little. I like that. That's right. He gives you everything what that you need.
Amen.
See, you think, I don't need all that, Lord. Don't be so humble. That's a false humility. And I loved watching some people walk in that false humility. It was funny. No, don't do that. Don't give me that. Oh, no. Well, all right. Don't tell people that you need it then.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
To get it.
You're obviously trying to manipulate the body of Christ. Let's not do that. That's not a good thing. God doesn't like it. Right? Who do you ask? We ask of God. Right? That's who we ask and who God blesses. How? Well, he might talk to me. And say, I want you to thus and so to that person because they're asking me for this. Okay. I just got to be obedient.
Yeah.
If you miss out because I'm disobedient, shame on you.
Yeah.
Or me, I mean. Right? Because that would not be right.
But then
I get blessed in the process, right? If I'm obedient, I get blessed, right? Amen. So all we've got to do is ask.
Amen.
Let's ask. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it will be opened. Let's look at Romans. Romans 8. Everything is great. Romans 8. Romans 8. Start in verse 24. It says, For we were saved in this hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. We wait for it because we don't have it yet. Yeah. And we're eagerly waiting for it. Amen. Right? It's just like a package. Somebody said, I'm going to send you something. I'm going to send you a check, $1,000 check. Now let's make it five. I'm going to send you a $5,000 check. I mean, we want $5,000, right? That sounds good. $5,000. I'm going to send it to you. Okay. And you believe the person, obviously.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you didn't believe him, be like, yeah, right. Oh, no, you don't need to do that for me. No, don't do that either. Right? No, be blessed. Well, God wants to bless you. Receive that blessing.
Amen.
Right? All right. Because you're cutting that guy out of his blessing if you don't take it.
Amen.
I used to think it was people try to give me money. And I'd be like, no, man, I appreciate that. No, shut up and take it. You're cutting them out of their blessing.
That's right.
So just say, thank you. I received that in Jesus' name. Bless you. All right. Put it in your pocket. Be happy. All right. So somebody says, I'm going to send you $5,000. It's come by FedEx. Might be there in a day. Might be there in three. I'm not sure. I forget how I sent it. It could have been overnight. Could have been, I don't know, regular mail. Wait a minute. You don't remember. Okay. What are you going to do? You're going to wait for it eagerly. You're going to check the box. See if it's in the box. Is it in the mailbox today? Nope. Did the mail even come? Hey, did you come to my house yet? I don't know. Hey, where are you? Go down the street, see if they're down there at the other house. You know, where? What? Where's the mailman? Where's the, right? You're eagerly waiting. Wow, it's $5,000.
That's right.
I can pay my mortgage, pay my car payments. I'm $5,000. I'll take it. It ain't there that day. Ugh.
Yeah. And they're calling.
What do you do? Get up the next morning. What are you doing? Checking the mailbox.
That's right.
Eagerly waiting.
That's right.
I got $5,000 coming. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Well, you believe it's coming. You believe it's coming. Why? You believe the person who said they were going to give it to you. You believe that person.
Amen.
Wouldn't we believe our God?
Oh, much more. Yeah.
Even so much more?
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's how we do it. What? We eagerly wait with perseverance.
Amen.
Uh-oh. That means you got to be patient. Hey, remember that? Have patience. Have patience. Don't be in such a hurry. When you get impatient, you only start to worry. Remember, remember that God has patience too. And think of all the times when God has had to wait for you.
That's right.
I grew up with that when I was a little kid. Anyway, I played that album over and over and over. Okay, let's get back to the word here. All right. We wait for it with perseverance. Verse 26 says, likewise, he says. So waiting, eagerly waiting with perseverance. He says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Holy Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows the mind or the plan of the Lord or of the Spirit.
Amen.
Because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. The Spirit, as you pray in the Spirit is making intercession by the will of God.
Amen.
When you pray in the Spirit, you're truly praying the perfect will of God.
Amen. That's right.
The perfect will of God.
That's right. That's how you know.
Not a little bit of will of God. You're praying the perfect will of God when you pray in the Spirit.
Yes,
what an advantage.
Yes.
What an advantage that we have when we stand in front of a demon,
yeah,
a disease,
yeah,
a situation, a problem. When we stand in front of that, whatever that situation may be, praying in the Spirit,
that's right,
we're praying the will of God. When we pray in the Spirit, praying that will of God, we will then know what to do. The Spirit will tell us.
Amen.
He will tell us.
That's right.
Man, knew this was going to happen. Galatians. See, the Spirit will help us in all of our weaknesses. See,
yes,
you know, when I was young, I didn't think I was weak at all. I thought I could accomplish anything, do anything, whoop anybody. I didn't
That's
care.
Right.
I just was tough, you know. I was living for the day, right? I didn't think I'd ever die. You know, I was young. Can't kill a kid.
That's right.
Right? I mean, didn't, you know, as a young person, you thought you could do anything. Do anything you want. Oh, yeah, you know, nothing's going to happen. Nothing this, that, and the other.
That's normal.
And that's normal. It is. But as you get older, you begin to realize and see some things, maybe some flaws. Maybe you begin to understand, well, shoot, yeah, I might be a little weak in that area, in the Word, or weak in the Spirit. I might be a little weak in my faith of laying on the hands and watching someone get healed. So what do? The Spirit will help in our weaknesses. When we don't know what to pray or how to pray, He shows up and prays the perfect will. The perfect will of God. So the Spirit then helps in our weaknesses, whether it be physical, whether it be mental, or moral. Moral. He'll help you. He'll say, don't go in there. Don't go do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Why? He's trying to save your life. All we got to do is listen. That's right. I wish I'd have listened a little bit more as a young person. I probably wouldn't have gotten half of the trouble that I got into. Because I know there was an unction in me a lot saying, don't do that. And a lot of the, there were a few times that He saved me, woo, big time, yeah, from some jail time, other things, psycho females. I mean, He saved me. He saved me. Why? Because I listened when He said, don't do that. Don't connect to this. Don't just listen. But there were other times where I'm young. Yeah, I do what I want. And He'd say, don't do that. Nah, I'm doing it anyway. And it would not be good. No. Oh, well, I knew a guy who used to pray before he'd go into a place. Now, God, I know I'm not supposed to go in here, but I'm going in, so please forgive me now. You know. Yeah, it wasn't me. I didn't do that. But I know a guy. I know a guy. But yeah, that's what he would do. He would pray before he'd go to do sin. Hey, can you forgive me now before I do it? You know. The thing is, we forget. Remember, the Holy Spirit is always with us.
Always.
Oh, no. That means everything we do, everything comes out of our big yapper. Everything that we do, we say, think, heart. He's there.
He knows it all.
He knows it all. As we can say, He knows us better than we know ourselves.
Yes, amen.
Darn, I thought nobody knew. Yep, He knows. And you know He's telling God.
Yeah, that's right.
No. Hey, He used to tell on me all the time. Mom's like, what she's doing over at that yellow house buying that weed? Man.
I know.
I'm thinking, I started checking my rearview mirror for her car.
Yeah.
It was the Spirit telling on me.
Yep.
He's over there doing that again. I come home. Praise God, though.
Amen.
It saved my life. He saved my life many times. Galatians chapter, I'm out of time, 6. Galatians chapter 6, praise God.
Amen.
This is how much we need Him. This is how we need Him so desperately. And we do not have time to read all this. So, I'm sorry, Galatians 5. Did I say 6? 5. Yeah, we do not have time to read all of this. Might have to bounce around a little bit. Let's read verse 1. Galatians 5 verse 1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty, in the freedom by which Christ has made us free. And do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. He freed you from the worldly things. Now He says, stand fast and be free.
Amen.
Don't get entangled again.
Amen.
Stay out. All right. Boy. Whew. Verse 6. This is a very important verse. It says, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. We want our faith to work, don't we?
Yes.
How does it work?
By love.
Through love. If you don't, I preached on this, where we have love standing in front of us. If love is not standing in front of us, our faith cannot go through it to do what we need done. If love is not in, I can't pray for someone to be free from sickness, disease, poverty, lack, want, if I don't love that person.
Yeah.
That's why He said, love one another. My faith has got to work. His faith has got to work. Love has got to be between us.
Amen.
If He does not love me, how can faith work? Because He has to have faith, doesn't He?
Yes.
Our faith has got to be working, but it's got to be working through love.
Amen.
It's got to work through love. I want the power of the Holy Spirit. He must work through love.
Yeah.
Work through love. That's how important it is that we've got to have God in front of us at all times. Because the Holy Spirit works through God. Remember, God is
love.
So we have God in front of us at all times. God must be in it or we don't get in it. God must be in it or we don't get in it. We're really out of time. Verse 16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit. The flesh doesn't want you to flow in the Spirit of God. Flesh doesn't want you to heal somebody. Flesh doesn't want you to be able to hear the will of God by the Spirit. No. That's why the Spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Spirit's always wanting to rock and roll.
Yeah.
Flesh just doesn't, you know, what? And you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish.
Amen.
I want to be the goodest person ever. I do. I want to be the best person I can be to every other person in here.
That's right.
And every person in this world. But I know that's not possible without the Spirit.
Amen.
You know, a lot of people's resolutions this year were not to lose weight, which used to be number one. It wasn't to lose weight this year. You know what the number one thing, resolution was for people here? To be better person to others.
Really?
Well, they must not be Christians because we're supposed to do that.
Amen.
We've been commanded by Jesus himself,
right,
to love one another, even as Christ loved the church.
Amen.
Lay down our lives for our friends. But that was their resolution, to be a better person to others. I mean, hopefully, praise God, that they'll be able to do it. Amen. Maybe this world will turn around a little bit.
Amen.
Maybe, you know. Maybe the darkness can lift off of this United States.
Yes.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, we're working on.
But it's dark. It's dark. All right. Verse 18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are evident. Blah, 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 blah. He goes all the way down it. We're going to read one verse. Here it is. 25. Oh, no. Let's go to 23. Or no, let's go to 22. Sorry. 22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love.
Amen.
Joy, the fruit of, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's where we get it.
Amen.
Self-control. How do we get it? The Holy Spirit. Get the Spirit involved. Amen. I can't control myself. He's got to control me. I got to give him control to do that, though. He won't do it on his own. Remember, I activate him. I light the fuse. Amen. Gentleness and self-control, against such there is no law. And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. It is my desire that I walk in the Spirit. It's my desire that I'm always in tune with the Holy Ghost. You know why? You may need me. You may need me. You may need prayer. You may need a word from the Lord. You may need something. And if I'm not in tune with the Spirit, which would be in tune with the will of God,
amen,
right? The Spirit, the will of God, I won't know what to tell you. And I have to know.
Yeah.
I want to know so that it benefits you. I want to know so that I can be the best pastor I can be.
Amen.
I need to know. That's what I prayed. Lord God, help me. Use me. You be my word. Let my words be your words. Let my hands be your hands. Let my steps be your steps. I don't want to go anywhere you do not want me.
Amen.
I don't want to say anything that you don't want me to say. When I lay hands on somebody, I want him doing the work. That's a desire.
Sweet.
It can't be me. It's got to be Him. I need to hit the lottery because I can't keep working.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Work 8-10 hour days. Just wait until summertime when they're 13-14 hour days. How are you going to pray in the Spirit when you're dealing with bugs? I did a roach job yesterday. Thousands. When I began to spray in the refrigerator, they started covering the ceiling and it started dropping on me. They were everywhere. And it's kind of hard to pray in the Spirit of God when you're seeing something like that. It's my desire to not have to work in the world so that I can be in tune with the Spirit. It's my desire not have to work in the world so that I can study the Word of God daily. It's my desire that when you call and say, hey, let's have lunch, that I can show up.
Amen.
That's my desire.
Yes.
That's what I'd like to do. Amen. I pray that one day my wife and I will be able to do that.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. So amen. Now you know my desire. Stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And all I was able to do was recap Wednesday. Did not even get where I needed. But you know what? He said many more things that he didn't even say Wednesday.
That's right.
He always does.
Awesome.
Let us pray. Father, I thank you and I praise you for each and every believer here. Father, I thank you that the Spirit of God goes with us everywhere we go. He comes upon us and works through us. And I thank you, Father, that by blessing us, we are blessing other people. Father, I pray as we go this week, let your angels be in charge over us to guard and to keep us in all of our ways, that in our pathway there is life and blessing. And I thank you for that life, Father. We give you praise and glory. And all of God's people said, amen.
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. Have a great luncheon.